Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Jonah chapter 1, verse 17 through chapter 2, verse 2. That's our passage today. Let me read it, make a few comments. And the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. And then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the belly of the fish, saying, I called out to the Lord out of my distress, and he answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and you heard my voice. Jonah found that the finish line for running from God was actually in the belly of a great fish. Jonah finally stopped running and started crying out to God. It's amazing how our circumstance changes our attitude, isn't it? Amazing how people who were running from God get, quote-unquote, religion when they find themselves in a difficult situation. I've met with men who wanted nothing to do with God until they lost their job, or their marriage blew up, or their child rebelled. Then they got serious about God until they found another job, or their marriage got back to normal, or the situation with their teenagers settled down. So how about you? Are you what we might call a circumstantial Christian? When things are going well, you pretty much leave Jesus out of the picture. But when things are going south, when you get swallowed up by the big fish, you're all about wanting Jesus to bail you out. Jonah had been ignoring God, flat out running from God, turned his back on God until he had to cry out from the belly of the fish. That's when he began to pray. Following Jesus should not be dependent on our circumstances. We're to trust him just as much in our successes as in our failures. And why is it that we get really serious about prayer in our distress? Why do we keep so busy running and only stop to pray from the belly of the fish? So, a couple talking points. Ask God to show you where you exhibit signs of being a circumstantial Christian. And then ask God to help you teach, and teach just means to show and tell. Teach your children what a consistent follower of Jesus really looks like. Father, I do not want to be a circumstantial Christian. I don't want to get, quote-unquote, religion when bad things are happening. I want to serve you full out every day, in good times and even in bad times. Help me to move from circumstantial to consistent. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.